So when I was little, I wanted to have 100 children. And then I got more of a concept of numbers, and I decided 20 was a good number. And then I got more of a concept, and 12 was the number for a while, until I got more of a concept of finances. And 6 was the number I came up with if I had lots of money, 4, and 2, dead broke. And so I grew up, and I have a brother who's 16 months younger than I am, and we had a great time. And I have 6 god brothers and god sisters who we spent weekends with. And I love the fact that when we played school, we actually had a teacher in an actual classroom full of students. And I carried that with me. I, in my 20s, went to school, worked my way through school, got engaged, broke off the engagement. And then when I was 30, 29 maybe, I started teaching third grade. And just shy of my 31st birthday, I met Herb. And Herb had 2 beautiful daughters. They were 8 and 10 at the time. And we were having dinner 6 weeks into our relationship. And I said, if I ever have children. And he looked at me and said, what do you mean, if? And I said, well, I don't know if I'll ever have children, because in my mind I had come to the conclusion that perhaps I would not have children, perhaps Herb and I would end up together, and he has 2 daughters. Why would we have more? And so he looked at me and said, well, I have 2 beautiful daughters, but now I know I'm going to have more children. And I remember walking around the next day at school thinking, wow, he didn't say only child, he said children. And I was on cloud 9. And 6 weeks later, he proposed to me in a horse and carriage, which my son, who's 11, when he was 9, said, oh, that's because there weren't any cars. And then we got married 3 months later. And by that time, 6 months had passed, and our girls were 9 and 11. And Sarah, the oldest, who was 11 at the time, and Allegra, who was 9, were so brave and generous and giving through this incredible time, because it was fast, and their mom really struggled with it and sometimes wasn't kind, and they were amazing, and they welcomed me, and I was so grateful. And so we were married, and within the year, we got pregnant with our first child, and Will was born in November, and I kept saying, well, of course we're going to have another one quickly. And Herb said, no, no, we're going to wait for 2 years. And I said, no, no, but they have to be close, because I'd grown up with my brother, who I loved, and why wouldn't it be the same? And one day he called me up from work out of the blue and said, okay, we should have another one right away, because Will should not be a prince. So suddenly we were pregnant with our second boy, and the girls were just as excited. And I remember the night before I was going in for my second C-section to have Larson, I was leaning over Will's bed, his crib, crying, saying, oh my gosh, did we make the right choice? Is this too soon? Are we ruining your life? And I told that story to my sister a couple of years ago, and she said, well, that was a little late to be thinking of that. But Larson was born, and he was beautiful. And, of course, I thought, well, why wouldn't we want another one? And Herb said, no, no, we're good. This is good. But he decided to leave the law and stop being a lawyer, and he said he wanted to go into the nonprofit world and we should move to Baltimore, where my father just passed away, but my stepmother still lives here, and we had lots of great memories and good thoughts. So he said, I'll tell you what, if you agree to do this, you can have another baby. So I think it was probably the first night we got here to Baltimore, and I said, okay, we're going to start trying to have another baby. And he looked at me with a deadpan voice and said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I realized quickly he was joking, but my heart did sink for that second. And we had Isabel. Isabel was born about 10 months later. And so then each time I'd say, this is the last one, but I knew I wanted to have another baby. And I kept saying, just this one. And Herb said, you said that the last time. And I said, I know I said that the last time, but I really feel I need to have another baby. And I said, you're really good at writing, and I feel like I'm really good with children. And so you have to understand this. And it took 3 years, well, two and a half, two. And we started trying, and we were blessed again with Margot. And then we, about 2 years later, were on vacation, and I knew when I had Margot that they had me open on the operating table. It was my fourth C-section. Dr. Zargarian, my OB, said, wow, you heal so well. And I remember in my mind thinking, I could have another one. And so here I was, 41, but I still thought, I can have another one. No, I guess I was 40 at the time. And I kept pushing, and with Herb, not pushing literally, and thought, I really want to have another one. And we went on a trip to Scotland to visit my cousins. And I know he thought this was going to be a glorious, wonderful time, just the two of us for 4 days. And I knew in my mind that I was going to spend the time convincing him that we should have another one. So it was not a peaceful, beautiful vacation alone. It was me really pushing hard, saying, I want to have another one, crying. He's pulling over on a country road and storming out of the car and getting angry. But then all of a sudden he'd look out at the fields, and it was spring, and he'd say, look at those beautiful lambs that have just been born. And in my mind I would think, there's hope. And then the clincher was about 2 days into the trip, after noticing all the lambs, he looked up at the sky and he said, wow, look at those clouds. And doesn't that cloud look like a fetus in utero? And I thought, this guy is a total goonhead to say this out loud. He knows his wife wants to have a baby. He wants to have another baby. And so it did take another 6 months to convince him. But we had Ian. And Ian was born. And it has been a beautiful, it is just what I had hoped. It is my dream come true. I always wanted a lot of children. And I am incredibly blessed. And Sarah and Allegra have, I'm going to get emotional, but Sarah and Allegra have been incredible with their brothers and sisters and have modeled this incredible love and exuberance for life and for our family. And they've passed that down to our five younger ones. And they, in turn, are the first ones to look out for one another as well. And it's been hard sometimes. We've dealt with some heavy sadness sometimes, but, you know, they look to each other and they lean on each other and they give each other hugs and they give each other kisses. And if you walk into our house, you'll see framed pictures of, come to the pool, we're there, come if you want, and a big smiley face, or I love you. And it could be either to me or to one of the brothers and sisters. And it's been an amazing ride. And it's also really funny. I mean, I get in my car and I laugh hysterically at me sometimes because I'm the one in the parking lot at Target chasing after the cart with the child that's two rows away. And at breakneck speed, and finally getting to the cart and breaking the basket. I was just so excited I bought at Marshall's for half the price I'd seen it in a catalog. But, we've also had my daughter, Margot, who you heard about. It was Isabel. Isabel was in the twos class, and she had this thread hanging down from her sleeve. And she was in the car playing with it, and I thought, what is that thread? And I decided to investigate further, and I pulled on the thread thinking that it would just be a thread, and it was black thong underwear. And I was really grateful that in class she hadn't pulled it out because I love our preschool, but Miss Carol's been there for many years and taught all of the five younger ones. I thought, ooh, that would have rocked her world. But so I just laugh. I think this... it is like a sitcom, sometimes a bad sitcom, but a funny one nevertheless. And we've got lots of love. And my husband said the New Year's after Ian was born, he said, I want everybody at the table to tell about what's the best thing that happened to you this year. It was New Year's Eve. And we got to him and he said, the best thing that happened to me was that Ian was born. And our family is complete. And so even though I had to push, I got him convinced eventually. And my daughter Isabel summed it up when she came home from a friend's house and she said, well, the mom was asking me how many brothers and sisters I had, and she looked at me and said, wow, what's it like having so many brothers and sisters? And I thought, wow, I wonder what she answered. I said, what did you say? She said, I love it.